Welcome to another program of communication with George and Rita Galley.
Since Mel Gibson's film The Passion of the Christ hit the theatres, thousands are now reading and taking notice of the Judeo-Christian scriptures again. In our modern times, they've been ignored and denigrated for far too long by the world at large.
But can we believe what's written in the Bible? The sacred writings go back as far as the five books of Moses through the Jewish prophets and on into the New Testament from the Gospel of Matthew to the book of Revelation, telling us of what's to transpire prior to Jesus' return to rule here on earth.
Today, there's a credibility gap, and we ask, what can we believe anymore? We're told to question everything, and today we have more textbooks than ever, and yet we're still not sure what to believe. But one thing is clear. Times change, and with it, our textbooks change. But not the Word of God. Its truth remains steadfast and sure.
The world abounds with many false religions and philosophies. Millions of books have been published on these subjects, but interestingly, the Bible continues to outsell them all on morals and religion. Many try to show man at his best, but the Bible shows us what we're really like, sinners, and often at our very worst.
As we look at our world today, we see wars, devastation, earthquakes, racial tensions, crime, murder, and worldwide upheavals. We must realise that something is wrong, dreadfully wrong, and that wrong stems from the human heart. God's word puts it this way, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory or perfection of God. All of our problems stem from the human heart." So, is there a way out of our human dilemma?
Yes, there is. In the Bible, we see God reaching out to mankind. And it's also there that we find some rules given by God to Moses as a guide to what God expects of us. They're called the Ten Commandments.
But hang on. It's here that we have a real problem. In our own strength and ability, it is not possible to keep them. So, is God playing games with us? Definitely not. But let's explain further.
To get to be with God, we must come to Him His way. The Bible says there is a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. That false way is eternal separation from God. But God had a rescue plan, and it's the one and only way of salvation.
Yes, there's only one way, and it's a way that He provided. We can only come to Him through faith in His Son, Jesus Christ. When Jesus died on the cross 2,000 years ago, it showed the world the great love God has for His creation. The Bible says God loved the world so much that He sent His only begotten Son that whoever believes on Him shall have everlasting life.
Right now, by faith, you can accept God's free gift of salvation. In the Acts of the Apostles, the Bible says, "Repent or turn from your sin and believe the gospel." That's the good news that Jesus paid for your sin on the cross. And if you acknowledge your sinful life to God, He will forgive you and receive you and make you a child of God today. And that's good news.
When Jesus died on the cross, no one took His life from Him. He gave His life so that we might become children of God. The Bible says, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved from the penalty of your sin."
If you'd like to write to George, simply write to George Galley, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales 2170. That address again, George Galley, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales 2170. And thank you for listening.